A new portal is opening in Waterford this afternoon. It will link the city to the Czech Republic. It's part of Waterford's Winterval Festival, Ireland's largest Christmas festival. For more, we're joined by Winterval co-director Trevor Darmody. Trevor, I know that Winterval in Waterford has become quite a thing over the past few years. So tell us about this development coming into play this afternoon, this new portal. Where can people visit it?
Thanks, Rachel, and happy Christmas.
Stop it.
It's been Christmas in Waterford since last Friday. We're in full swing down here, so we are.
People all over the country, Trevor, are appalled. You know that, don't you? Go on, tell us about the portal.
So, yeah, I mean, Winterval, is the 12th year of the festival now, believe it or not. It's huge. We have about 600,000 visitors come through over a six-week period. And this year, we're doing something brand new. We're linking up with a city in the Czech Republic, the second city over there called Brno. And the reason why we're linking with them is Waterford's won an award, you see, as the European City of Christmas 2024.
I don't believe there's Brno, such a thing. You're having us on.
No.
The European City of Christmas.
So there's two awards, basically. There's a Capital of Christmas and European City of Christmas. So the Capital of Christmas is for, I suppose, the bigger, larger cities that might have millions in their population. And then there's an award for the smaller cities and towns that put on a great Christmas festival. So we applied for it last year and we won. I think there was over 20 different cities went for that award. And Waterford got it. And Brno also got the Capital of Christmas, you see. So we decided to do a sort of twinning. And today at 3 o'clock in the Apple Market in Waterford City, we're launching the portal. Fierce excitement.
Oh, yeah. Are you concerned at all? I know this isn't going to last for the whole Christmas period and all of that, but are you concerned that you're kicking all of this off when an orange weather warning comes into place?
Well, we kicked off last week, so we had record numbers in the city last week. Today, we have a beautiful day here today, and luckily tomorrow the warning for Waterford ceases tomorrow at about 10 a.m. And our festival kind of kicks off kind of later afternoon into the evening. So we'll keep an eye on it. Of course, if the weather warning extends further into the day, we'll have to take action. But as it stands now, it looks like we're here in the sunny southeast are going to somewhat get away with it.
All right. Well, listen, many thanks for talking to us this afternoon and happy Christmas.